Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's December 27th, and so we're continuing our exploration of what happened immediately after Jesus was born through the book of Luke. Yesterday, we explored the story of Simeon, a man who had been told he wouldn't die until he'd seen the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel. And when the baby Jesus was presented to him, he suddenly announced and said this great poem about how he could finally die in peace. Well, today we're going to look at the continuation of that story. We see Mary and Joseph's reaction. His father and his mother marveled at what was said about Jesus. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts will be revealed." I wanted us to just see today how Joseph and Mary reacted, and how Simeon warned them Jesus wasn't going to be an easy child to raise or to see through his adulthood. Clearly, he wasn't giving them great news, depending on how you look at it. On the one hand, Jesus was going to be a great man and going to have a great impact on the world. But on the other hand, it was going to sometimes lead to a lot of challenge and strife and even violence. And this would even happen to Mary and Joseph as they would symbolically have a sword pierced through their heart. So today I'm just asking you this question. What do you think Simeon was saying? Can you think of ways that Jesus actually fulfilled Simeon's words? I'll read them again for you. "This child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Have a good time exploring that one on your own or discussing it with a group. I'll see you tomorrow.